Hello, wonderful parent. It is me, Inara, and I am so happy you are here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that so many parents are experiencing right now. Your little one, your beautiful 3 or 4 year old, seems to understand safety rules perfectly when you explain them. But then, in the very next moment, they are running toward the street, or climbing something dangerous, or doing exactly what you just asked them not to do. And I want you to know something really important. You are not alone in this, and this is not about your parenting. This is about something absolutely wonderful happening in your child's developing brain. So take a deep breath, maybe grab a cozy cup of tea, and let us talk about what is really going on, and more importantly, how we can support our little ones through this completely normal phase of development. Here is what the magic book taught me, and what research shows us so clearly. When your child is 3 or 4 years old, their brain is in this absolutely fascinating stage of development. They can understand rules cognitively. They can tell you, do not run into the street. They can explain why it is dangerous. But here is the thing. The part of their brain that helps them stop themselves in the moment, that is called the prefrontal cortex, and it is still growing. It is like having a really smart computer that knows all the right answers, but the pause button is not quite installed yet. So when your child sees something exciting, a ball rolling toward the street, a fascinating climbing structure, their impulse system lights up like fireworks, and that beautiful developing pause button, it is still learning how to work. This is not defiance, wonderful parent. This is development, and understanding this changes everything. Research in child development shows us that children this age are learning to bridge what scientists call the knowing-doing gap. They know the rule, but their brain is still practicing how to follow it when they are excited or curious or overwhelmed. And this takes time. It takes practice. It takes patience. And it takes us, as their loving guides, understanding that they are not choosing to ignore us. They are learning one of the most complex skills humans ever develop, impulse control. Now, here is where it gets really beautiful. The research shows us that the most effective way to teach safety skills is not through lectures or consequences. It is through something called behavioral skills training. And what that means in everyday language is this: we practice together, we model safe behavior, we rehearse in calm moments, we celebrate small successes, we make it playful and connected, not scary and punitive. So let me share some gentle strategies that actually work. First, practice safety skills when everyone is calm. If you are working on street safety, practice stopping at the curb during a peaceful walk, not in a moment of danger. Make it a game. Let's see if we can freeze like statues when we get to the curb. Ready? Go, and then celebrate when they do it. You did it. You stopped your body. That is such an important skill. Second, use positive language that tells them what to do, not just what not to do. Instead of do not run into the street, try, we stop at the curb and hold hands. Instead of do not climb that, try, let's find something safe to climb together. Their developing brains respond so much better to clear, positive direction. Third, stay close and supervise actively. I know this is exhausting, wonderful parent. But at this age, they genuinely need us nearby because that pause button is still developing. Think of yourself as their external prefrontal cortex for now. You are lending them your impulse control until theirs is fully developed. And that is not helicoptering. That is developmentally appropriate support. Fourth, connect before you redirect. When you see them about to do something unsafe, get down to their level, use their name, wait for eye contact, and then give the instruction. This helps their brain shift from whatever they were focused on to listening to you. And finally, celebrate progress, not perfection. Did they pause for even 1 second before running? That is progress. Did they look back at you before climbing? That is their pause button starting to work. Acknowledge these tiny victories because they are building the neural pathways for impulse control. Now, let me tell you about a story in the Book of Inara that might help. It is called The Harmony Arcade Adventure, and it is about two friends, Leo and Mia, who discover magical arcade games that only work when they pause, listen carefully, and cooperate with each other. The games create these beautiful light patterns, but only when the children practice that essential skill of pausing and listening before acting. And what I love about this story is that it makes impulse control feel magical, not like a chore. It shows children that pausing to listen leads to wonderful outcomes. After you read this story together, you can play listening games. You can practice pausing together. You can make it fun and connected, which is exactly how children this age learn best. And here is what I want you to remember, wonderful parent. Your child is not being difficult. They are not ignoring you on purpose. They are not trying to make your life harder. They are learning one of the most complex skills in human development, and they are doing it with a brain that is still under construction. And you are doing beautifully. Every time you stay calm, every time you practice together, every time you celebrate small progress, you're building their safety awareness and their impulse control. You are teaching them that they are capable, that learning takes time, and that you are their safe place while they grow. The magic book and I, we see you. We see how hard you are working. We see how much you love your child. And we want you to know that this phase, it is temporary. That pause button is developing every single day. And with your patient, loving guidance, your child is learning skills that will keep them safe for their whole life. So be gentle with yourself. Be patient with your little one. Practice together. Celebrate progress. And know that you are exactly the parent your child needs. Find the Harmony Arcade Adventure and so many other beautiful stories in the Book of Inara app. We are here to support you every step of the way. With love and starlight, Inara.